Acts chapter 28. Once we were safely on shore, we learned that the island was called Malta. The natives showed us extraordinary kindness. They built a fire and welcomed us all, because it had started to rain and was cold. As Paul gathered a bundle of sticks and laid it on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened itself on his hand. When the natives saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to one another, "No doubt this man is a murderer. Though he escaped from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live." However, Paul shook the snake off into the fire and was not harmed. The people expected him to swell up or suddenly fall down dead. But after they had waited for a long time and saw nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their minds and said he was a god. In the nearby vicinity was an estate that belonged to a man named Publius, the chief official of the island. He welcomed us and entertained us hospitably as his guests for 3 days. The father of Publius happened to be sick in bed, suffering from a fever and dysentery. Paul went to him, prayed, laid his hands on him, and healed him. After that happened, others on the island who were sick also came and were healed. They honored us in many ways, and when we were going to sail, they put on board whatever we needed. After 3 months, we set sail in an Alexandrian ship that had wintered at the island. Its figurehead was the twin brothers. We put in at Syracuse and stayed there 3 days. From there, we sailed up the coast and arrived at Rhegium. After 1 day, a south wind sprang up, and on the second day, we came to Puteoli. There, we found some brothers and were invited to stay with them for 7 days. And so we came to Rome. The brothers there heard the news about us and came as far as the Forum of Appius and 3 taverns to meet us. When Paul saw them, he thanked God and was encouraged. When we entered Rome, Paul was allowed to live by himself with a soldier who guarded him.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.